江博士和杜老师，翻译杜老师。
Thank you, our sister. You try to speak Mandarin. 好，感谢神。今天下午我们能够在一起。
We thank God that we are here again this afternoon.
再次谢谢杜老师跟我翻译。
And we are so glad to have this opportunity to share a message with you.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们要来面前，虽然是这个下午也停电，但是我们相信主，你让我们的灵能够活起来，让我们能够有精神，更能够抓到主你要我们听的。Father, I want to commit each one of us here this afternoon, even though it's a warm afternoon, but Father, we pray that you will revise our spirit, that we listen to you and know what you want to teach us today. 感谢祷告，奉耶稣圣名。我们就先来看今天的圣经啊，就是在《使徒行传》是六章六到十五节，请杜老师来用英文念出。
Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 16, verses 6 to 15, and allow me to read. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia.When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia.Concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river,where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home.If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us.
是，其实呢，今天这段圣经也应该要把整篇的十六章读完。
Actually, to have an overview of this passage, we need to finish whole chapter 16.
因为这也是保罗一个侍奉的一个很重要的转捩点。
Because this is a turning point of Paul's ministry.
早上我们讲到神用异象把彼得带到哥尼流的家。
This morning we talk about how God used vision to lead Peter to Cornelius' home.
在十一章我们看到安提阿教会的出现。
In chapter 11 we saw the starting point of the church in Antioch.
那十三章我们看到安提阿教会差派了保罗跟巴拿巴出去传福音。
In chapter 13, we read that the church of Antioch sent out Paul and Barnabas.
在十五章讲到耶路撒冷会议。
In chapter 15, we saw the Jerusalem Council.
我们知道，我们研究圣经的知道，耶路撒冷会议当时占了一个很重要的地位。
And Jerusalem Council was a critical event in the church history.
那跟着我们看到在十六章保罗跟希拉这次再次的出去巡回布道。
And in chapter 16, we saw Paul and Silas went out and started preaching the gospel.
在十五章的后面我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴出现了一些争执。
We saw Paul and Barnabas had some conflict in opinions.
巴拿巴要带马可出去。
At that time, Barnabas would like to bring John Mark along.
但是保罗反对。
But Paul was against that.
所以他们就分成两队了。
So they became two teams.
其实也是好啊，一队变成两队。
It was not necessarily a bad thing. One team become two.
那我们看到，其实也看到保罗的性格是个很硬的性格。
And we can see Paul has a very tough spirit in him.
呀，我们在这里有没有看到，其实保罗在常常要在面对怎么样分辨神的旨意上，也有他的困难。
And at times in today's passage, we see that Paul actually experienced difficulty in discerning God's will.
我们也常常有这样的经历，就到底神的旨意怎么样，跟我们的呼召又怎么样的连在一起。
Very often we will see this kind of difficulty also. How does God's will and our calling come together?
那还有当我们看到很多人渴望认识神的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
And sometimes when people want to know God more, what should we do?
我们自己又怎么样呢？
How do we do this?
其实很多时候神的带领是不断的推进的。
And sometimes God's revelation and leading is progressing.
我们不能够停止在某一个段落而已。
We cannot just stop at one point.
我们要对神的带领很敏感。
We need to be very sensitive to God's leading.
还有我们的耳朵也要很敏感的。
And our ears need to be very sensitive.
能够听到一些福音的需要的呼声。
We need to be able to hear the need of the gospel.
在这里我们看到神要保罗听到马其顿的呼声。
Here God leads Paul to hear the call from Macedonia.
但是我们听见了吗？
But do we hear that?
但是我发现今天的传道人最大的问题之一就是常常用手机。
And today, one of the major problems of ministers, we used our cell phone, mobile phone too much.
你有没有手机啊？
Do we have a cell phone, a mobile phone?
我们对手机的声音更敏感。
We are more sensitive to the sound of the mobile phone.
但是很多时候我们对圣灵的声音，对神的声音很不敏感。
But we are insensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
对人的声音也不敏感。
Or to the voice of other people.
我们知道最近这几年呢，中国的用的手机越来越多。
We know in China, more people are using mobile phone.
有个弟兄他开车借我。
And one brother, he lent me his car.
他开车借我。
He sent his car to give me a ride.
他一到的时候他上车呢他把三个电话就放在前面。
Once he got into a car, he had three mobile phones right in front of him.
我很佩服他了一边开车又可以这个又讲话那个又可以回答。
I was so impressed. He was driving and he was talking on three phones at the same time.
有没有看过这样的人啊？
Have you ever seen this kind of person?
不但是这些做生意的弟兄，很多传道人也学到了。
Not only business people, some of the ministers also do this.
有些传道人是有两个手机的。
Some ministers carry two mobile phones at the same time.
我在深圳有个好朋友，他是牧师啊。
I know a preacher, a friend in Shenzhen.
那我们一起吃饭。
And we are having meals together.
我看那顿饭呢，他借了几个手机啊。
He had so many mobile phones when he was eating.
每一次讲手机呢，都是五分钟、二十分钟。
Every time 15 to 20 minutes.
刚放下手机又响了。
Once he put down the phone and the phone rang again.
有一次他参加我的一个培训。
Once he was in part of my training.
我就讲课。
I was teaching.
我就问他一些问题。
I was asking him questions.
结果他答非所问。
And he was not answering what I asked.
你知道为什么吗？
Can you guess why?
因为他一边的耳朵已经聋了。
Because one side was deaf.
他听手机听得太多了。
He was listening to his mobile phone too much.
是，有时候我们对手机非常敏感。
Very so often we are so sensitive to our mobile phone.
但是我们对神的声音
But to God's voice.
对人的需要的声音。
To people's needy voice.
我们又怎么样呢？
How about us?
在这里我们看到，其实在这里，神很清楚地带领着保罗跟希拉出去巡回布道。
Here we can see God was leading Paul and Silas to go out and preach.
这是保罗第二次的宣教的行程。
This is a second mission journey.
他跟希拉往这个东北方向去了。
They were going to the northeast.
当然巴拿巴带着马可就往西边走了。
And Barnabas and John Mark were going to the west.
所以保罗跟希拉经过好多保罗以前传过福音的地方。
They first traveled to places where Paul visited before.
他要再次来去访问这些教会，鼓励他们。
They were going through the churches, encouraging the believers.
保罗有他的计划。
Paul had his plan.
他知道要去哪里。
He knew where he was going.
我们常常也有我们自己的计划。
Very often we have our plan.
我们要去那些我们认为需要去的地方。
We go where we think there's a need.
但很多时候神的计划跟我们想法是不一样的。
But so often God's plan is different.
那我们应该怎么办呢？
What should we do?
那神要保罗学习一个很重要功课。
Here God wants Paul to learn an important lesson.
保罗不断地往东边走。
Paul was traveling towards east.
圣灵很清楚地禁止他再往前走。
And Holy Spirit stopped him.
所以他就再往回头。
And so he turned around.
他经过好多个城市。
He went through many cities.
他到了一个城市呢，他就遇到了这个他的属灵的儿子，就是提摩太。
And he picked up Timothy.
就那城市叫路士德。
And that's in Luster.
然后呢，当然他一直带着这个提摩太。
And so he was bringing Timothy along.
我们看到神有他的计划。
God has his plan.
假如他不往回头走。
If he has not turned back.
他就没有遇到提摩太。
He would never have met Timothy.
神的计划和心意是要保罗按着神的意思做神的工作。
God's will is to lead Paul to do God's work.
我们能够看见的是昨天的事。
What we can see are things happening to yesterday.
神却看见明天的事。
But God is foreseeing what's going on tomorrow.
我们在撒种，神是那预备地的主。
We are the one who plant, but God is the one who prepare the soil.
神知道庄稼在哪里。
God knows where the harvest is.
因为庄稼是属于神的。
Because harvest belongs to the Lord.
所以有时候我们在侍奉的时候，我们真的要明白神的带领。
So we need to know God's guidance when we serve.
那在这里我们看到很明显的神在关上了保罗的一些传福音的门。
And here, God has closed some of the doors for the gospel for Paul.
因为神不要他继续往东边走。
Because God does not want him to keep on traveling towards east.
有人说假如他继续往东边走可能来到中国了。
Some people were guessing maybe he would arrive in China if he kept on going.
可能那还不是时候。
Perhaps that was not the time yet.
什么事情使到保罗停止在往前走呢
？What has stopped Paul from going？
圣灵很清楚的指示。
It was the guidance of the Holy Spirit。
有一些解经上可能因为他开始生病了一些疾病。
Some people were guessing maybe he was getting sick。
所以他在不断的往回头走。
So he turned around。
他来到特罗亚。
And when he came to Troas。
他这边有一些解经说他停了好长的一段时间。
Some people were estimating maybe he stayed a long time there.
可能几个月。
Perhaps a few months.
那对于保罗这样的人来说停留这么长的时间很不容易啊。
Actually for someone like Paul, staying in one place for such a long time is not easy.
因为他是一个常常在行动中的人。
But he is the active type.
要他停下来很不容易。
Want him to stop, that's going to be difficult.
但是神却要他学习是真的要停下来。
But sometimes God wants him to stop.
神可能把你停下来。
So at times when we are stopped.
神把你带到 BSOP 来。
God bring us to BSOP.
可能有神的美意。
Perhaps there is a special will from God.
当然这一段的时间保罗可以好好的休息一下。
This is a time when Paul could rest.
可能保罗要重新去思想他过去所做过的事情。
Perhaps it's a time to reflect upon the past.
也在思想前面的侍奉的方向。
And to look forward to what's going to happen in future.
但更重要，他要学习等候神。
And it's a lesson in waiting.
我们觉得等候神是浪费时间。
Some of us consider waiting on God as a waste of time.
但这里我们要学习到等候神是有更重要的事情可能在前面等着我们。
But waiting upon God is to wait for God to work something more important.
关上的门拦阻我们进入神所没有呼召我们进入的事工。
Sometimes the door is closed to where God does not want us to do work yet.
也好叫我们回应神呼召我们前面的工作。
Such that we may attend to what God is calling us forward to in future.
我们有没有明白神的带领呢？
Do we understand God's leading?
那我们在这里看到，当他们停留一段很长的时间之后，
After they have stayed for some time,
神让他看见了一个异象。
And here is a vision.
他看见了一个马其顿人向他呼唤。
He saw a man from Macedonia calling out to him.
我们知道马其顿其实是一个省，是沿着小亚细亚北岸的一个省。
And Macedonia is a province that connects to Asia Minor.
那当然有一些的城市在这个马其顿的沿着海边的地方。
And some of cities are located on the coastline of Macedonia.
在这里我们看到，当神让他看见了这个异象的时候，他知道他要过到海对面去。
When Paul saw the vision, he knew he had to cross over.
主用异象来带领他的子民，特别是在旧约、新约如此，他要我们知道他要我们做的事情。
God sometimes gives vision in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, when He wants to reveal His will.
特别是有重要的工作等着我们去做的时候。
Especially when there is an important task in front.
所以是停下来等候也是很重要的。
At times, stop and wait is important.
今天在牧养的方面最常面对的问题就是太多的事物缠绕着我们。
Today in our ministry, one of the difficulties is too many tasks weigh us down.
牧养过的知道。
People who have pastoral experience know that.
牧师的工作是24小时的。
Pastoral work is often 24 hours.
是随传随到的。
And anytime people call you, go.
所以叫传道。
So that's why you are called minister.
还有特别现在有手机，更是要随传随到。
Especially when there's mobile phone, you are called, you go.
你不听电话，反而信徒会责怪你。
If you don't listen to the phone, people blame you.
真的要静下来，有自己的时间很不容易。
To quiet down and have a time alone is difficult.
所以神要保罗停下来。
But God wants Paul to stop.
在等候神。
To wait upon him.
在等候的时候，神让他最后看见他要去的地方。
After waiting, he saw the vision where he's to go.
他看见这马其顿人向他招手。
He saw this man from Macedonia calling out to him.
跟他说，过来帮助我们。
Call to him, come over and help us.
那希腊文其实这个过来 ,come over 这个字呢，是一个命令，是不是建议或邀请，是一个命令，是个很强的。
And the word come over in the original language is a very strong command.
所以中文字说请过来是很文雅。
And it's not please, but come.
那对于保罗这样的人来说，这样强硬的词句对他来说很不容易接受。
And for Paul, a very strong person, this kind of command is not necessarily easy to take.
他一直都是在做领导的工作。
He has been a leader.
只有他讲别人跟。
Usually people follow him.
但现在这个样的一个语气呢，他能够承受得了吗？
And here is a command. Could he take that?
但是在这里他要学习。
But here he has to learn.
他知道这不是个很寻常的事。
He knows this is unusual.
神要借助这个不寻常意象，向保罗很清楚地表明了他的心意。
In this unusual vision, Paul knows God's will.
神的灵带来的信息，亮光、启示、坚定、信心、爱心、盼望、能力、方向、分辨，让我们能够进入到真理。
And here, through God's Spirit's revelation and guidance, He leads us into His destination.
是的。这个福音的呼召很清楚地领到保罗。
And the call of the gospel came to Paul very clearly.
当我们按着神的方向走的时候，我们就的侍奉就产生很大的影响。
When we follow God's guidance, it's influential to our ministry.
其实这是一个突破性的施工开始。
And this is a breakthrough in ministry.
是保罗原本没有计划的。
It was not in Paul's plan.
他也不可能计划的。
He could not have planned.
因为他从来没有去过这个腓立比。
He had never been to Philippi before.
他知道那个地方他真的不怎么样着手的。
He would not have known what to do there.
但是这个呼召很清楚地领导他。
But this call came to him clearly.
他必须要用行动去回应神的这个呼召。
He had to act to respond to God's calling.
为什么神要拣选我们，向我们发出这个呼召呢？
Why does God select us and call to us?
因为他知道你，他知道什么时候要用你。
For God knows when to use us.
保罗很清楚，他是一个向外邦的使徒。
Paul is clearly an apostle to the Gentiles.
但是在过去，他的这个巡回的布道的模式。
But in the past, in his paradigm for ministry,
他主要是用这个会堂作为一个据点。
He had used the Jewish synagogue as his starting point.
所以他选择去的城市都是有犹太人的。
So he had visited cities where Jewish people gather.
他从犹太的会堂开始向周边传福音的。
He usually start with the synagogue and starting his gospel work.
腓立比是一个完全陌生，对他来说陌生的城市。
Philippi was a strange place to him.
他也知道那边很少犹太人的。
There were very few Jewish people.
所以按照他计划，他不可能往那里去。
According to his own plan, this is not in the plan.
是的，他被拣选往那个地方去。
But God elect him and want him to go.
可能我很不明白。
Probably he would not know why.
就好像保罗一样不明白。
And Paul would not know.
但是神要差我们去的目标是很清楚的。
But what God is guiding us towards is very clear.
因为那个地方需要福音。
For that place needs the gospel.
福音还没有到那个地方。
The gospel has not reached there.
弟兄姐妹，让我们看到，当神呼召我们的是到那个最需要福音的那一个地方，那一群的人。
For God called us to serve the people who need the gospel the most.
神的呼召是要向我们，让我们看见很多人灵魂等着得救。
And his call is leaders to see many people, they are waiting for the gospel.
好，我们看到，当马其顿人向彼得呼唤的时候，是一个还没有信的外邦人向彼得招手。
And, Paul?
一个还没信的外邦人向他招手，请他过来。
And here is a Gentile, a non-believer calling out to Paul.
我们看到早上我们说到是很清楚的，一个外邦人的仆人跟兵呢，把保罗带到哥尼流的家。
This morning we saw, it was Gentile servants brought Peter to Cornelius' home.
这我们看见是一个外邦人向彼得向保罗招手，请他过来。
And here is a Gentile calling out to Paul, come over.
所以保罗就知道神要他过到那边去了。
So Paul knew this was God's will.
所以当他们上路的时候，看到风向非常顺利，很快的就到了这个马其顿的地方。
So once they started, the wind was with them and they traveled very fast.
他们就到了这个腓立比。
So they arrived in Philippi.
很清楚的，腓立比的教会是从保罗在那边传福音开始建立的。
And the Philippi church was established by Paul.
那腓立比是一个怎么样的城市呢？
What kind of city is Philippi like?
腓立比是不是当地一个最大的城市？
Philippi was not the largest city center.
是其中一个很重要的城市。
But it was an important city.
那我们知道神知道在哪里最佳的人选。
Paul knows where the best people are.
保罗是最佳的人选。
Paul was the best person.
他知道那个地点和机会。
He knows the place, he knows the opportunity.
他就把保罗他们带过去。
So God leads Paul to them.
在那里要扩张神的国度的事情。
In order to expand the kingdom of God.
带出质跟量的果效来。
Such that there may be quality as well as quantity.
我们看到其实呢我 有说到呢当你要做福音工作你要差派出去的人应该是最好的人。
When we want to do mission work, that we need to send our best people.
但是我们今天教会做宣教工作差的是怎么样的人呢？
But whom do we send when we do mission work today?
那些教会中多余出来的人。
Sometimes we send the extra.
那些不需要的人就差他去传福音。
If we don't need someone, we send the person out.
我们看到神要用最好的人来建立他的教会。
But here, God, we see God want the best people to establish his church.
所以当腓立比教会虽然在苦难中建立起来。
So, Philippi Church was established among afflictions.
却是一个很坚强的教会。
But it's a very strong church.
成为保罗以后传福音的很重要的支持。
It became a foundation, a support for Paul's ministry in future.
腓立比并不是马其顿最大的一座城，刚才说过了。
Philippi was not the largest city in Macedonia.
但是一个很重要的据点。
But it's a very important support point.
是一个进入欧洲的门户。
It's a gateway to Europe.
是罗马军队的守防城。
It's the colony and the military city of under Romans.
所以我们看见这是一个很重要的地点。
This is an important point.
神要保罗去得到这个重要的地点。
And God want Paul to take this important city.
也透过这里福音传入到欧洲去了。
And through this city, the gospel was spread into Europe.
但是当保罗跟希拉他的团队来到这个城市的时候
But when Paul and Silas arrive,
他们发现是完全陌生的一个城市
This is a very strange city.
从来没来过的城市
They have never been here.
他们到处走
They walk around.
最后找到在河边有一群的妇人在祷告
And at the end, they found a group of women praying by the river.
整个城没有人祷告只有一群的妇人在河边祷告
In this city, there were no praying meetings. This is the only place.
那就成为保罗的一个据点。
And this is the starting point for Paul.
保罗跟这妇女一起的祷告，跟他们分享。
And Paul was praying with the women and sharing the message with them.
我们觉得很奇妙啊。
This is very wonderful.
保罗过去一向的工作都是向那些知识分子传福音的。
God has used Paul to work with many intellectuals.
他很会辩论。
He is a good person in debate.
所以每次他在会堂里面跟那些犹太人很多的辩论。
So often he debate with the Jewish people in the synagogue.
他对旧约非常熟悉。
He knows the Old Testament.
对这些法律也很熟悉。
He knows the law.
他跟那些有学问的人可以很容易的就可以沟通起来。
He could easily communicate with the intellectuals.
他过去传的方式都是向这些知识分子的。
And he has been working with the intellectuals.
那现在保罗向谁啊？
And here, who is Paul talking to?
一群的妇女。
A group of women.
他又怎么讲啊？
How is he going to start?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们常常用一些我们已经设定的模式来传福音。
Often we use what we are familiar with to spread the gospel.
神要你改变过来。
When God wants to change our paradigm.
向另外一群的人传福音。
When we talk to a different group.
你能够吗？
Can we do it?
我们呢，经过神学训练之后，我们都准备向那些知识分子传福音。
When we, after we are trained, educated, we want to preach to the intellectuals.
但是当你去到教会的时候。
When we reach the church.
你只甚至去到一些比较乡区教会，有没有很多知识分子啊
？And sometimes we go to churches in the rural area.
我记得我刚从神学院出来。
I remember when I first graduated from seminary.
派到一个乡区教会。
I was sent to a church in the country.
我是唯一的全世界的传道人。
I was the only full-time minister.
那我成为一个全能的传道人。
It became an all-powerful minister.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
从老的到儿童，你都会向他传福音。
I need to preach to everyone from the oldest to the youngest.
你在老的人当中，你要用老人能够明白的话来讲。
When we talk among the old people, we need to use things they understand.
在儿童当中，你要蹦蹦跳跳跟他一起。
And among children, we need to use a different way.
没有其他的人帮助你。
There's no one else to help you.
周刊要自己抄。
And every week, the weekly, I need to write it myself.
教堂面打理，自己来打扫。
And there's no one to clean the church, so I have to do it.
油印机坏了，没人来修。
And a printer is broken, so
自己来研究怎么修。
So I take the manual and start studying the printer.
门坏了，没找不到人来帮忙。
The door was broken, there's no one to help.
自己研究怎么来换锁头。
So I figure out how to change the lock.
草没人剪。
No one to cut the grass.
你要去剪。
So I went on cut the grass.
你要种花。
And I plant the flowers.
要浇水。
I water.
礼拜天过后。
After Sunday.
你走进厕所。
After I went into the CR.
相当的臭。
Wow, it has a great odor.
你要自己去洗。
So start cleaning.
哇，什么都要做。
Everything, everything.
我想我们看到保罗过去他习惯了向一群的人传福音。
We have been so used to preach to one group of people.
那现在他来到这里要向这些妇人来传福音。
Now Paul come to this group of women.
你想保罗有什么感受呢？
What might Paul be thinking?
神要我来这里做什么呢？
What does God want me to do here?
我真的不知道做什么。
I don't know what I'm doing here.
是神的工作也是很奇妙。
So often God's work is wonderful.
神要保罗做他以前没做过的事。
God want Paul to do what he had not done in the past.
跟这一群妇人在一起。
He need to work with this group of women.
跟他们分享福音。
Share the gospel with them.
神打开了其中一个妇人的心。
And God opened the hearts of the women.
那就是利迪亚。
And Lydia opened her heart.
我们知道 Lydia 她是一个商人，卖紫色布匹的。
Lydia was a merchant for a purple cloth.
她是又从推亚推拉那里过来的。
She is from Tyatira.
但是她可能听过、接触过一些信主的人。
Probably she had come in touch with some believers.
她知道她要敬拜一位神。
She knows she has to worship a God.
就好像那个哥尼流这样。
A bit like Cornelius.
但是他还不明白，这个他要信的对象是谁。
But she did not know God.
当保罗在讲解的时候
，When Paul explained,
他的心打开了。
Her heart was open.
他明白了。
She understood.
他知道要相信谁了。
She knew whom she believed in.
就当他信了之后
，When she believed.
她非常的高兴。
She rejoiced.
她做了一件很重要的工作。
She did something important.
她就是请保罗一群的人到她家去做客。
She invited Paul and his companions to her house.
所以她一个人对福音真的很清楚了。
And she was very clear in the gospel.
当她接受了耶稣基督的时候
，When she accepted Jesus Christ,
她是很兴奋的。
She was happy.
她觉得她要做一些的事情。
She felt she had to respond.
她要把保罗一群人请到她家来。
She invited all these people to her house.
她的家应该比较大的家。
We think her home is probably big.
因为她是做生意的人。
But for she is a businesswoman.
她有这样能力供养这一群人。
She has the ability to sponsor these people.
当然，开始保罗不太愿意去。
At first, it seemed that Paul was not willing.
你刚信主，我们一群人走到你家里面去。
You are a new believer. This whole group of people come and stay at your place.
好像讲不过去。
This is a little bit uneasy.
他们不想去。
So they did not want to go at first.
但是我们看到 Lydia 不断的邀请。
But Lydia was insistent.
最后他们过去了。
So they went.
神打开了他们的心窍，全家都信主。
And God opened the whole household, and whole household came to be believers.
我们看到莉莉亚她实现了成为基督徒的第一个功课，就是打开家门接待传福音的人。
And Lydia learned her first lesson as a believer is to open the home and welcome the ministers.
她成为欧洲第一个信主的人。
She became the first believer in Europe.
她的家可能成为欧洲第一间教会的开始。
And her house, her home, become the first church in Europe.
我们看到在整个这保罗希拉在这个腓立比的传福音的这个过程里面。
We see in the process of Paul and Silas sharing the gospel in Philippi.
最先信主的是两个妇人。
The first two believers were two women.
第一个当然就是莉莉亚。
The first is Lydia.
第二个呢？
How about the second one?
第二个是谁啊？
Who is the second one?
那被鬼附着的侍女。
Servant girl, on her is an evil spirit.
那这个侍女被鬼附着。
And this girl had a spirit.
她能够做很多奇异的事情。
She did many miracles.
所以很多人去找这个侍女。
So many people came to see her.
那你找这个使女要不要给钱啊
？So, do you need to pay when you come?
当然要。
Of course.
你去庙堂问神要不要给钱啊
？When you visit temple, to visit the gods, do you pay?
你要给钱。
Of course you do.
所以谁收钱啊
？And who is the person collecting the money?
当然是这个使女的主人啊。
Of course, it's the master of the servant girl.
所以这个使女主人把它当作是个赚钱的工具。
So the master think this servant girl is a way to earn money.
但是谁最认识耶稣呢
？But who knows Jesus Christ?
是附在这个使女身上的鬼。
But the spirit that's in this girl knows who Jesus is.
这个使女每一天都跟在他们后面在喊的时候，他们是至高神的仆人。
And every day this girl will follow Paul along and said and yelling.This is the servant of the higher God.
那被鬼附着人呼喊很不好受。
And followed by someone with a spirit, this is not a comfortable feeling.
最后保罗受不了了。
At the end, Paul couldn't stand it anymore.
就转过去斥责他身上的鬼。
So Paul turned around and rebuked the spirit.
鬼就走了。
And spirit left.
这个使女就醒过来了。
And the girl woke up.
谁不高兴啊
？Who was upset？
那个主人
，The master。
哇，我赚钱的工具给你打破了。
My tool for earning money has been broken。
现在谁问他问是你什么，他一问三不懂的。
And when you ask a girl, the girl probably didn't know anything。
这个主人很生气。
But the master was upset。
可能把这个使女赶出去了。
And probably drove the girl out.
也把保罗希拉拉到官府去了。
And put Paul and Silas to see the governor.
控告他们来扰乱这个城市。
And charge them with disturbing.
我们看到啊，这个当然最后保罗跟希拉在哪里呢
？And where did Paul and Silas end up?
最后在监牢里面。
They ended in the prison.
我们在想，传福音传到监牢里面去了。
Let's think about it. Preaching the gospel and you end up in the prison.
真的神带领我来那个地方吗
？Is God? Is this God's leading?
按照我们人的逻辑，很难去接受。
Our human wisdom logic that's very difficult to swallow.
是的，很多时候神让我们先得到这小人物。
And very often God leads us to this small people.
把我们放在这个艰难当中。
Put us in a difficult situation.
其实有他的美意。
But there is his will behind it.
因为当地的邪恶势力非常强大。
The evil power in that city is very strong.
因着释放了这心里身上的鬼。
Driving out the spirit in this girl.
反而他们被拉到监牢里面去。
And Paul and Silas end up in the prison.
文姐知道在半夜他们做什么。
And in the middle of night, what were they doing?
就唱诗赞美神。
They were singing hymns and praising God.
他们没有自由。
They had no freedom.
他们手脚都被铐上这个锁链。
They were locked up.
但是他们嘴呢却能够动。
But they opened their mouth.
所以他们就唱诗赞美神。
So they started singing.
结果发生什么事情啊？
What happened next?
你可以读圣经都很明白了啊。
You can read the Bible and learn the story.
地大震动，间门大开。
There was an earthquake and the door was open.
锁链全脱。
And the chains fell off.
这个禁主呢吓了一跳。
And the warden was scared.
不得了了。
This is awful.
这囚犯全部逃走的话。
The prisoner must have gone.
我也没命了。
I'm going to die.
他就拔出刀来要自杀。
So he pulled out his sword and wanted to commit suicide.
保罗希拉立刻禁止他。
Paul and Silas stopped him.
我们都在。
We are all here.
他就战战兢叫人拿灯来照，看他们在不在。
So the warden ordered people to bring light and check up.
但发现他们都在的时候。
When he found out all of them were there.
禁主问他们这句话。
Warden asked Paul.
二位先生，我当怎么样行才可得救呢？
He asked Paul and Silas, Sirs, what should I do to be saved?
为什么他问这个问题呢？
Why did he ask?
因为他刚在死亡边缘被拉回来。
But he had just been delivered from the edge of death.
他从来没有想过这个问题。
He had never thought about this.
生命的问题。
The problem about life and
death. 死亡的问题。
Life and death.
我就在那边缘上被拉回来。
I have just been saved.
他说我们怎么样做，我怎么样行才可得救。
What should I do to be saved?
那保罗希拉怎么说啊？
And what did Paul and Silas say?
我们常传福音都在用这句话。
We often like to say this.
当信主耶稣，你和你家都必得救。
Believe in Jesus Christ, you and your family will be saved.
你说这个禁主信了没有啊？
And will the warden believe?
当然信了。
Of course.
他不但只信了。
Not just believing.
他又想到保罗讲的后面那句话。
He remembered what Paul said the second half.
你和你一家。
You and your family.
哇，我还有我的家人。
Yes, also my family.
连夜把他们带回去。
And so overnight, he brought them to his home.
给他们清洗，给他们饭吃。
Clean them up, fed them.
叫醒所有的家人听保罗。
And woke up the family members to listen to Paul.
结果全家半夜醒了。
So the whole family came to Jesus Christ in the middle of the night.
全家受洗。
The whole family were baptized.
我说保罗呢，在这个腓立比经历好多特别的事情。
So Paul experienced many different things in Philippi.
他向妇女传福音。
He was preaching to the women.
在街上传福音。
She was preaching in the street.
像把这个使你身上鬼赶出去
driving on the spirit from the servant girl
最后呢被抓到监牢里面去
at the end he was in the prison
第一次经验在半夜传福音
and he was preaching the gospel in the middle of the night
为全家人洗礼
and baptized the whole family
你看这就是他们在腓立比的经验
this is the experience in Philippi
我们很难去想象
it's difficult to imagine
当神要我们带我们出去的时候
When God wants to lead us out
我们真的不知道神要我们做什么
We don't really know what God wants us to do
但神知道
But God knows
神知道你能够
And God knows we will
神要用保罗
God is going to use Paul
作为突破这个城市的一个使徒
To break through in this city
把福音突破到欧洲的一个使徒
To bring gospel to the Europe
所以弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
保罗和希拉就带领这个禁主一家人信主
Paul and Silas have brought the whole family of the prison warden to Christ
信的人开始聚在一起
And believing people, believers start together
我想这初期的这些腓立比的信徒应该都 聚在这个利比亚的家
Probably all the new believers in Philippi were gathering in Lydia's house.
为什么这么说呢?
Why would I say this?
因为当保罗从跟希拉从监牢出来之后，他们就回到利迪亚的家。
For when they got out of the prison, they went to visit Lydia's.
跟那边弟兄姐妹说再见。
And were saying farewell to the brothers and sisters.
就走了。
We are leaving.
我们看到，其实保罗在腓立比的日子不是很久。
Actually, Paul did not stay there for a long time.
一些解经家说大概是两个礼拜。
Some people estimate probably around 2 weeks.
两个礼拜就建立了一个教会。
In 2 weeks, one church is established. This is God's work.
就是这么奇妙。
It's wonderful.
我们看到好像保罗没有机会再到回腓立比去。
And it seems that Paul had not many chance to visit Philippi again.
但是腓立比常常把钱送给保罗。
But Philippi was one church that sponsored Paul's work.
派人去支持保罗的工作。
Sending people to support Paul's work.
所以在哥林多后书八章，特别保罗提到这个马其顿的众教会。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, when Paul talked about the churches in Macedonia,
他说到马其顿的教会在泛滥中。
They are in their difficult time.
人有很大的喜乐。
They rejoice.
他们特别在奉献上有很特别的恩赐。
Especially in money and offering, they have great gifts.
他们常常捐钱然后来支持保罗工作。
Very often they send money to support Paul's work.
到最后保罗真的人受不住了。
And at the end, Paul couldn't take it.
跟他们说你们不要再送钱来了。
And Paul has to tell them, stop sending money.
因为他知道保罗都知道那个教会的人信徒太艰苦了。
Because Paul know the believers they had a tough time.
他们不是富有的一群。
They are not rich.
但是腓立比的教会他们愿意听保罗的话吗？
But will the church in Philippi listen to Paul?
不再捐助他的福音工作了吗？
Not sponsoring the work anymore.
你看一下，其实他们没有，他们继续的跟保罗请求保罗给他们机会奉献。
But the church in Philippi insists they have to support Paul.
一间在苦难中建立起来的教会。
A church that's built in affliction and sufferings.
却成为保罗以后宣教的一个很重要的教会。
And become the partner church supporting Paul's work.
我想神有他的美意。
God has his will.
在腓立比起初教会的信徒不多。
In Philippi, there were very few believers in the beginning.
两个家庭。
Two families.
就利迪亚一家。
Lydia's family.
跟这个禁主一家。
And prison warden's family.
还有那个使女。
And that servant girl.
还有后来慢慢一些信的人。
And there were a few more believers.
但是腓立比教会在保罗宣教事工上支持是我们都很清楚的看到很重要的。
But we can see Philippi church has supported Paul's gospel work in critical ways.
在祷告上在经济上。
In prayer, in finance.
我想神真的很明白。
God knows.
这个教会可以产生这么大的影响。
This church will be very effective.
今天我们该做什么呢？
What should we be doing today?
我们是否应该明以这个福音的恩召的紧急性呢？
Do we know the urgency of the gospel work?
我们是否看到一些地方需要很积极的把福音带去呢？
We know some place need the gospel badly.
在主还没有来之前，我们需要完成这工作呢？
Before the Lord comes again, we need to complete the work.
我们或许不常有传福音的机会。
Perhaps sometimes we don't have the opportunity to preach the gospel.
但我们常常要把传福音的行动放在重要的位置上。
But we need to put preaching the gospel in our important task.
过来帮助我们。
Come, help us.
当我们听到这样的呼声的时候。
When we hear this kind of call.
我们的反应怎么样？
What's our response?
我们有没有准备全去跟他们分享福音呢？
Are we prepared to go and share the gospel?
我们有没有在观望看谁需要我们的帮助呢？
Are we watching out to see who needs the gospel, who needs the help?
神用异象把保罗、希拉带到腓立比。
God used vision to bring Paul and Silas to Philippi.
那神要怎么样带领你跟我呢？
How is God going to call us, you and me?
那我们也从马其顿人呼声看到了希腊人的自卑跟罗马政权的无助。
And in this Macedonia call, we can also under the Roman rule, under the Greek wisdom, and they cannot really give the answer.
他们心灵是空虚的。
The people there don't have the answer. Their heart is empty.
很多希腊人住在这个城市里。
Many Greeks live in the city.
很多罗马的军队驻扎在这个城市里面。
Many Roman soldiers live in the city.
但是这里的人却没有真正感受到那种安全。
But the people did not feel secure.
他们的生命中是那么的空虚的。
Their life is empty.
今天千万灵魂也在好像这样光景里面。
Today, many people are in this situation still.
我们是否看见？
Do we see?
我们是否听见他们的呼声
？Hear.
我们蒙召是为了要向那饥渴的心灵传讲主的福音。
And we are called to preach the gospel to this hungry hearts.
而这重要的信息，主已经托付了你跟我。
And the Lord has entrusted this message to us.
我们是否准备好了
？Are we ready?
我们怎么样进到宣教的工厂？
How do we enter the mission field?
作为信徒，作为教会，我们应该怎么样回应这个宣教的呼唤？
As believers, as church, how do we respond to this call?
也去支持全世界不同地方宣教的工作呢？
How do we support the different mission fields around the world?
那么教会不是只是注重在牧养。
And this is not just about pastoral work.
更看到宣教的重要呢？
And shouldn't we emphasize the importance of mission?
看到我们教会成为一个宣教导向的教会呢
？Let our church be a missional church.
我们需要从腓立比教会来去学习。
Let's learn from the church in Philippi.
腓立比虽然教会的经济基础不是很好
，Though the Philippian church is financially poor，
但却是一间宣教的教会。
But it's a missional church.
把宣教放在首要。
They place mission as their top priority.
所以成为保罗的祝福。
And they become a blessing to Paul.
主耶稣说，庄稼多，工人少，当求庄稼主打发工人。
Jesus said, the harvest is plenty, but there are few servants, so please pray to the master of the harvest.
是的，我们今天祷告，求神差遣更多工人出去。
Today, let us pray that God will send out more people.
我们不要指旁边的人。
Don't look around at people around you.
主啊，差他，差他，差他。
Lord, please send him, him and her.
不是我。
But not me.
我们怎么样呢
？How about us?
让我们为福音广传同心合意的祷告。
That's pray for the gospel.
也为很多在宣教工厂上的宣教士来祷告。
And that's pray for missionaries.
今天我们的宣教工厂在转变。
Today our mission field is changing.
我们有没有看见呢
？Do we see it?
今天城市成为很重要的宣教工厂。
Today a major city become a major mission field.
城市成为今天宣教很重要的地方。
And cities becomeAn important place for the gospel, for the mission to take place.
其实保罗整个宣教策略就是以城市为中心的。
And Paul's strategy is always focused on the cities.
他是从城市到城市。
He traveled from city to city.
今天我们也要开始看见神要我们看见这个时代的转变。
And we need to also see this world is changing.
在2000年的时候，全世界大概有500个超级大城市。
And year 2000, there were about 500 major metro urban centers.
大概有60%人住在城市的地方。
And 60% of population live in the cities.
估计到了2025年。
In 2025.
大概有79%人会住在城市里面。
About 79% of the population would live in cities.
很多的大城市都在四十之窗之内。
And most of the major city are in the 1040 windows.
在中国，在印度。
In China, in India.
很多特大的城市出现。
There are the many, many major urban centers.
我过去几年一直在研究这个城市这一块。
In the past few years, I have been studying about urbanization.
所以我对城市宣教很有负担。
And I'm burdened about urban mission.
这次我没有教城市宣教。
This time I did not have a chance to teach urban mission.
我们看到城市今天宣教的边界地区。
And we see, this is the borderland. The cities are the borderland.
是的，看一下这个图表，在1975年呢，住在城市的人是34%。
In 1975, 34% of the population live in cities.
在乡区是66%。
And in the country is 66%.
那到了2000年的时候，城市的人口增加到48%以上。
In 2000, the urban population has increased to 48%.
乡区52%。
And 52% in the country.
估计到了2025年。
In 2025,
城市至少霸占了全球的大概61%的人口。
The urban population will rise to 61%.
乡区大概是39%。
And 39% in the country.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
保罗很早就知道城市是很重要。
Paul realized how important cities were.
神要保罗去得到腓立比这个城市。
And God want Paul to go.Into Philippi.
因为从腓立比城这个福音很快的向四边发展出去了。
Because through Philippi, the gospel was spread to every direction.
所以我们看到神给保罗的意象是一个城市宣教的意象。
And the call Paul had, God has given to Paul is an urban mission call.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们看到中国的城市化是非常快速的。
We see the fast urbanization in China.
我可以说全世界城市化最快的国家是中国。
The fastest urbanization happened in China.
全世界的这个城市进程呢是在第二次世界大战之后。
And in the world, this urbanization started developing after Second World War.
就是50年代开始。
About around the 50s.
大概用了60年的时间。
In about 60 years.
但中国用了多少年呢
？How about China?
用了30年。
Only within 30 years.
从1980年开始。
Since 1980s.
1980年开始，中国就开始往城市化方向。
China, since 1980, China moved towards urbanization.
今天中国的城市化远远超过很多国家。
And urbanization in China has surpassed many, many countries.
2年前中国的在城市的人口已经超越农村的人口。
2 years ago, the urban population in China has already surpassed the population in country.
今天我们要讲宣教。
Today, if we want to talk about mission,
我们要往那些人口密集的地方。
We have to go to where the people are.
那城市最是个很复杂的地方。
And the city is a very complicated place.
就好像这个边界地区。
It's a borderland.
很多的人来来往往。
Many people come and go.
很多的文化的冲击。
Many are the crashes of the cultures.
这可能就是神要我们看见的地方。
And maybe this is what God wants us to see.
我不知道神要给你看见一个怎么样的意象。
What vision my God show to you?
使徒到欧洲的宣教工作，看与保罗看见的这个马其顿呼求的意象。
When apostles were sent to Europe, they saw the call of Macedonia.
保罗回应了。
And Paul responded.
保罗把福音带入到欧洲。
Paul brought the gospel to Europe.
福音也从欧洲带到全世界去了。
And through Europe, gospel was spread throughout the world.
这是神的计划。
This is God's plan.
当我们听见有人呼叫过来帮助我们的时候
，When we hear people calling, come and help us.
我们怎么样去回应
？How do we respond?
这关乎这些众人得拯救、重建生命的呼召。
This is a call to restore people to give them life.
我们听见了吗
？Do we hear?
或者我们常常听到很多手机的声音。
Maybe we hear the mobile phones.
但是却听不到这些人的呼喊的声音。
But we don't hear the voices of the needy people.
真的是我们要静下来。
Sometimes we need to quiet down.
好像保罗需要停下来。
Just like Paul need to stop.
神要保罗停下来。
God want Paul to stop.
神很多时候要我们停下来。
God sometimes want us to stop.
因为可能前面有更重要的工作等着我们。
Perhaps there's something even more important in front of us.
你建造的是一个怎么样的事工呢
？What kind of ministry are we building?
是宣教的事工吗
？It's a missional ministry.
保罗到马其顿去了。
Paul went to Macedonia.
建立了腓立比的教会。
He built the church in Philippi.
多马最后到印度去了。
And Thomas went to India.
我们呢？
How about us?
你们来到腓圣。
You came to BSOP.
但是从腓圣要往那里去呢？
And where after?
我不知道，你知道吗？
I don't know whether you know.
求神让你看见。
May God show that to you.
求神提醒我们，叫我们听见这个福音的呼声。
May God remind us to attend to the call of the gospel.
看见这个宣教的意象。
To see the vision from God.
好像以赛亚一样的回应。
Such that we may respond just like Isaiah has responded.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here I am, please send me.
去哪里呢？
Where to go?
等候神的指示吧。
And wait upon God's guidance.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们来到面前，我们需要安静在面前等候你。很多时候我们用很多自己的方法，但不是你的方法。我们很忙碌，我们以为在侍奉你，但不是你所要的。主要帮助我们。当保罗停下来，他看见了异象。当我们停下来，我们看到主你要带我们前面的方向。Father, as we come before you, help us to stop and just be quiet before you. Know that you are our God. We sometimes keep us so busy. We thought we were serving you, but it's not what you want from us. Help us to see.What are the things that are pleasing you? Let's stop and listen to you and see the vision and your guidance for us in the times ahead. Thank you, Father. 我们求主帮助我们，让我们预备好，我们知道要怎么样来得到你主的喜悦，满足你的心意。祷告奉耶稣圣名。